You're listening to the Adventures of a Birth Photographer podcast. I'm your host, Jo Robertson, photographer at Lillian Craze Birth Photography. In each episode, I'll be deep diving into all things birth and birth photography. If you're obsessed with these topics like me, you're in the right place. I'll be having real conversations, sharing honest thoughts, and there'll be a whole lot in between, so stick around. I'm excited you're here, and I can't wait to see where this adventure takes us. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Let's jump right into today's episode. Hello, and a warm welcome to episode 9 of the podcast. Muchas gracias for tuning in today. No, I don't speak Spanish, but I wish I did. Anyway, since my last episode, I delivered the most stunning birth gallery. And my client actually wrote back to me and said how insane she thought the images were, which meant she bloody loved them. And I love that she used the word insane. Nobody's ever kind of described my work as insane, but I really loved that. And this got me thinking about what I could talk about on today's episode. Sometimes I have a very clear idea for an episode, and sometimes I just wait for something to find me. And this episode kind of found me yesterday morning, so here I am making it. If there's something you'd love me to chat about in particular, write to me and let me know. I'd love to hear any ideas you've got. I do have a few guests lined up that I'm really looking forward to interviewing soon, so make sure you keep tuning in. Right, let's get back to today's episode. Now, anyone who knows me well knows that I never like to blow my own trumpet at all. In fact, I find it a little bit uncomfortable. But today I'm going to be sharing with you some reviews and testimonials I've received from incredible clients over the years. And gathering reviews and testimonials is an integral part of my business because they provide you with a glimpse or a taste of what working with me would actually be like. It might be that this is the first time you've ever heard of me, or that birth photography is a whole new concept to you. But it's piqued your curiosity enough to take the next logical step, which is to find out what it's been like for other people who've experienced it before. Hearing from people who've ventured down this path before might be helpful if you're feeling called to explore birth photography a little bit more. So I did a little digging around. I do love to dig around, to find out just how important reviews and testimonials are. And I discovered that 86% of people consider reviews to be an essential resource when making a purchasing decision, which is quite a high percentage. But when I kind of look at my own buying habits, whether it's a book or a holiday or a new restaurant, I always check the reviews. More than ever, people are looking for and reading reviews as a way to guide them through a decision process. I think if you're considering hiring a birth photographer, it's important to find out how it was for other people in their own words. Receiving reviews helps towards my credibility and trustworthiness as a birth photographer. They are really, really important to me. Now, quite often, the reason people give as to why they've changed their minds about documenting their births is they say, my husband's not keen on having someone else there. And I hear this frequently. And I know sometimes we blame our husbands or birth partners if we've had a change of heart. And that's okay. But sometimes it's the real reason. Sometimes that's the truth. Their husband was not keen on having someone else there. And I'm not going to go into sharing my thoughts on this right now, maybe in another episode. Instead, I'm going to share some testimonials I've received from men who were hesitant about hiring a birth photographer and kind of went along with it because it's what their wives wanted, and what they had to say having come out at the end of that process. Now, I wrote a blog a couple of years ago called Dad Spill the Beans About Birth Photography, and I'm going to link that to you in the show notes. If you're having a hard time convincing your husband or a partner, sending this blog might be helpful. It's good to hear what their experience was actually like, because it's their birth story too. Now, stepping into the unknown is scary. Of course it is. Nobody has any idea how the events are going to unfold. But having a dedicated person there to document the whole process for you will take the pressure off you both. It'll give you a true record of your birth story, and it'll give you a timeline. Births sometimes can be long and fuzzy and hazy, and having photographs puts all those pieces together. I'm also very passionate about wanting you to be present, fully present in the moment, instead of worrying about taking pictures, because at some point you will be worried that maybe you haven't got any pictures or nobody's taking pictures, or fiddling with Instagram settings, or even viewing the birth of your child through a device. Now, I've interviewed a couple of past clients as well, where I've asked them, what was it really like having your birth photographed? And you can find a couple of these interviews over on my YouTube channel, and I'm going to put the link to that in the show notes too. Now, I say YouTube channel, don't get too excited, it's hardly a channel. It's just somewhere I've posted a few videos that might interest you. Birth photography is growing in popularity in the UK, but not at the rate that it is in the US or Australia. Although I do believe one day hiring a birth photographer will be as normal as hiring a wedding photographer, both events are life-changing. Photographs are our most treasured possessions, and we've been photographing and documenting people we love and special moments in our lives since photography was invented. Photographs play an important role in our lives. They enable us to be transported back to a person, a place, an experience, a feeling, and it's often crazy to me that we don't invest in this more. Anyway, here are some kind words I've received over the years that I hope will be helpful. Listening sometimes kind of beats reading. So my first one is from Phoebe. Phoebe hired me to document her first birth and her second birth. Her first birth started off at home and then became a hospital transfer. And her second birth was a home birth. And here's what Phoebe had to say. If you're looking for a wonderful, friendly, kind, professional and warm birth photographer, then give Joe a call. From the moment we met Joe, we felt totally at ease at having her share in our most intimate moments. Her documentary style tells the story that us women often forget. She produced such powerful images of our first birth story that we hired her again for our second child. Beautiful black and white, timeless images that I guarantee will bring back all the emotions. Next is Stefania. I went and I photographed her second birth, and she bitterly regretted not finding me sooner because she would have loved me to have photographed her daughter's birth as well. Stefania says, "Birth can be one of the most empowering and magical life events. Having Joe capturing our home birth has meant that we can look at it time and time again, evoking those memories of such a special day. Joe worked quietly in the background, completely unnoticed, and captured the most amazing moments. Her care and attention to details made me feel completely in safe hands, and I knew the results would be stunning. She didn't mind the miles either, as we were quite far away. She was responsive and discreet and turned our birth story around quickly. I would recommend Lillian Cray's birth photography to anyone who wants to treasure their birth images forever. They are worth every penny and more. Thank you, Joe. Now I just need to plan another baby so that we can do it all over again." Next is Lauren. Lauren hired me to photograph the birth of her second child, a son, and it was a home birth. And she had also, her and her husband had also wished that they had found me sooner. Here's what Lauren says. "I can't begin to describe how delighted I am with the photos Joe took, which captured my labour, my son's arrival, and that special time immediately after birth beautifully, timelessly, and with emotion. We will undoubtedly treasure our album. Jo was so friendly right from our first meeting, including putting our two-year-old daughter at ease straight away, and always on hand to answer any questions, throwing in some lovely, thoughtful touches along the way. Always professional and discreet, she truly listened to our wishes, and she produced the most amazing, atmospheric photographs. For anyone who is unsure or thinks it's too expensive, please take the leap of faith. It'll be one of the best decisions and investments you will make, and you'll be in very safe hands if you choose Jo as your birth photographer. There is no way you would regret it, but you may regret not booking her. Next is Antonia, and I first photographed Antonia back in 2017. She was a surrogate, and I photographed the surrogate birth. And then last year, I documented the birth of her daughter. So this is what she had to say about the surrogate birth, which was a home birth. Stop thinking about it and just do it. Having Jo at the birth of my surrogate babe was beyond words amazing. She was there from beginning to end and captured not just the events, but those raw emotions perfectly. Every time I look at those images, I am immediately taken back to that warm day in August when neighbours were peeking over the fence to get a glimpse of the new addition. What an unforgettable day. I can't wait to do it all again, with Jo capturing the special day, of course. Next I have Lindsay. Lindsay had a birth centre birth with her first son, and then she went on to hire me to photograph her daughter last year, also at a birth centre. Lindsay says, I write this review with a tear in my eye, not only as I reminisce on the most emotional day of my life, but also because this review marks the end of an incredible journey that Jo has shared with us for the last 9 months, and I wish it never had to end. Jo has been absolutely incredible throughout. We hired Jo to capture and document our son's birth in her magical way so that we could look back on it and show him one day how he came into the world. The support Jo offered to the very end and beyond has been priceless. I can't even find the words. I will never forget just how incredible Jo was during a very long and intense labour. Not only has she managed to capture our birth story in a very creative and artistic way, but she was there every step of the way, providing support, passing me drinks, during the most intense contractions, reassuring me at times when I needed it most, even chasing my partner down the corridor to bring him back following a hemorrhage. There is a moment I'll never forget, when Jo stayed with me after birth. The room had emptied, except Jo and I, and we had a chat, and it was just what I needed, and I'll never forget this peaceful moment. It was one of the most treasured memories after such an intense and emotional day. Jo, you have been amazing. Thank you for all you have done for us, for being a friend, supporting us from start to finish, understanding our needs, and being there until the very end. I cannot recommend Jo enough. What she offers is worth every penny and more. She made this entire experience positively memorable for us, and we cannot thank her enough for all that she's done. Jo is one of the nicest people you will ever meet. I'm looking forward to having our next baby now, just so we can hire her again. And Jo, apologies for putting you through almost 17 hours of the Gorillaz Demon Days album on repeat. I'll choose something else next time. And next is Natalie. Natalie hired me to photograph the birth of her first son, which was at a birth centre, but then became a transfer to theatre for a forceps delivery. Natalie says, I can't recommend Lillian Cray's birth photography highly enough. It's been 6 months since Jo photographed our birth story, and whenever I try to write this review, I can't quite put into words just how pleased I am that we hired Joe, and I doubt my words will really do the whole experience justice. People asked me lots of questions beforehand. Was I worried about a stranger being in the room with us? I was happy to tell them that after two or three Skype calls with Joe, her warm and gentle manner left us feeling like we'd known her forever. Wouldn't the noise of the camera put me off? Least of my worries. I can honestly say I don't remember hearing a single click. Jo is very discreet, and she's also more than happy to work around any birth plans that you have. Having been at quite a few births, I found it interesting to hear about Jo's experiences and loved having her around, especially in the early stages as we both felt she had such a calming effect. Looking over our final images was and is amazing, as I soon realised I couldn't remember half of what had happened. And Joe's photos really flooded us with more emotions and memories to cherish. When I'm asked about my birth story, I love telling people that we had a photographer. And by the time I finished raving about Joe's work, I'm fairly sure I've convinced more people to explore birth photography. And everyone always agrees it's an opportunity not to be missed. Thank you, Joe. We hope to see you again in the future. Our family friend. And here are a couple of reviews from some men. Keith. I had never heard of birth photography until my partner introduced me to it during her pregnancy, and until seeing Joe's work, I would never have considered having somebody photograph our birth story. 4 months later, Joe drove across two counties to join us and photograph her birth, and I am so glad that she did. I can't imagine Jo not being there now. She made us feel very at ease. She was calming, reassuring, helpful. Yet at times we would forget she was there. I can't explain just how special it was to have her with us for the birth of my son Devon. But his middle name is Jo, if that helps put it into perspective. Now I was and I still am very much blown away and deeply honoured that the second name they gave their child was named after me. There's no higher compliment, and it just moves me to tears. Okay, the next testimonial is from Chris. When my wife first mentioned getting a birth photographer, I raised an internal eyebrow and said something neutral enough to give my brain time to kick in and stop my mouth from saying what I was actually thinking. Fast forward a couple of months, and asking Joe to capture one of the greatest days of our lives is one of the best decisions we have made. So much happens that you don't see, so much happens that you see but you'll never remember. And while you think you can remember, Joe's photographs capture the atmosphere, the detail and the emotion that your sleep-deprived and overloaded brain just can't hope to deal with. You wouldn't think twice about getting a photographer for your wedding, so don't think twice about asking Joe to be your birth photographer. The only newborn photos I have or have ever shown of my son are the photos that Joe took. I look back at my remarkably crappy iPhone photos of when my daughter was born, and I wish that we'd met Joe sooner. Your mates may give you some banter for having a birth photographer. Let them do it. As a dad who loves his kids, this is the best way to capture an amazing part of your life. Now, you'll also find in that blog that I mentioned earlier a few more testimonials from men, which I do highly recommend you go and have a little read. Now, I didn't know any of these people until they reached out and they made that first move by getting in touch with me. But isn't it incredible how close everybody gets and how transformative this time is and how special it is? Being part of this incredible time for these wonderful people has shaped and forged the most extraordinary friendships. Hiring a birth photographer is not just welcoming a stranger with a camera into your birth space. It's inviting a friend, a trustworthy extra support person who just happens to take beautiful photographs too. Now that concludes my episode today. I hope, as always, it's been useful. You can find even more reviews on my Facebook page, which is Lillian Craze, South Wales Booth Photographer, or on my website. And if you're a past client and you haven't written a review yet, please head to Google and leave one. I would be deeply humbled. Sharing the views and experiences of others is a great way for you to gather an honest reflection of what inviting me into your birth space would be like. And if you head to my website, you can take a little mooch around and see what results you can also expect to get when you work with me. Until next time, my lovely listener, take care. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. If you have a second, I'd really appreciate you leaving a quick review so that others can find the podcast. And if you want to make a real human connection with me, I would love that. All the info you need is in the show notes. Until next time, take care.